Before the COVID pandemic, Australia was already dealing with the aftermath of another crisis, the Black Summer bushfires. It was a devastating couple of months as fires raged and communities were left assessing the damage. Shane Fitzsimmons was the man in charge of leading New South Wales through it, and he's this week been named the state's Australian of the Year. He's since stepped down as fire chief to become New South Wales's first Commissioner of Resilience, and he joins us tonight. Welcome to the program.
Oh, good evening, Patricia. Lovely to speak with you.
Now, congratulations on the award. What were your first thoughts on receiving it?
Oh, thank you very much. My first thoughts were a number, really. Number one, I was genuinely, truly humbled, and particularly when we spent the afternoon catching up with all the other 15 nominees in the four different categories, and to be considered amongst some pretty remarkable people was pretty special. But then it also reinforced for me how fortunate I've been to have been part of an organisation, growing up in an organisation, starting out as a volunteer when I was 15, and then not just being a volunteer, but also being a paid member of the organisation, and the last decade or more as the commissioner of that agency. I've been really, really fortunate to have connected with and been part of a remarkable team, constantly driving change and betterment for the members, but also being able to work with communities and improve the fire preparedness and the resilience of those communities going forward. And then the final emotion that I had, and it was a pretty overwhelming ceremony. It was a special ceremony. But in a way, Patricia, there was a bittersweet attached to it in my mind as well, because whilst I've had a wonderful time with the Rural Fire Service and we saw the very best of our members and all their partner agencies, not just from across New South Wales, but from across every state and territory in this country, and our colleagues from New Zealand, United States, Canada, everyone came to work together in New South Wales, the Commonwealth, the ADF, they were all there working shoulder to shoulder to make a difference. But it was under a backdrop of enormous tragedy of damage and destruction, and that tragedy resulted in 26 lives in New South Wales alone, including 7 firefighters, 3 aircrew, and 4 of our volunteers. Mm. So there was a real bittersweet to the whole thing that says, you know, that extraordinary season, that unprecedented season with so much damage and destruction resulted in recognition for the remarkable work of the team that I was a part of.
Look, I know you always want to focus on the others, and that's what you've just done, but I want to just focus on you. What kind of emotional toll did or still does the Black Summer bushfires take on you?
It's an enormous toll, Patricia, to be honest, and I'm very open about this. I was broken. I was heartbroken many times during that last fire season. An extreme emotion about seeing the disappointment and the frustration on firefighters and communities when given the conditions, they couldn't put these fires out, they couldn't save everything in local communities. And then as the conditions just intensified through the season, the loss of life with 2 in October, 7 in November, 5 in December, and 12 in January, and of course our volunteers and the aircrew. The darkest moments for me was that first call on the 19th of December when I got that late night call from Deputy Commissioner Rogers, early reports of an awful accident involving serious injuries and potentially death. You know, and we went more than 24 hours in spending time with crews and time with families, and the most difficult, emotionally challenging thing I think I've ever been involved with as the commissioner of that organisation would be that special, that precious, that sacred time spent with crews, but spent with families of those that weren't coming home, and trying to work through and discuss what we knew and what we didn't know about the circumstances. And I'll be forever grateful to those families. And it's changed my life forever, like it's changed so many other people's lives. And even to this day, I still get quite emotional reflecting on those times and on those particular circumstances, and then standing up to pay tribute and honour those heroic individuals for their sacrifice, for their service, for their commitment, for doing it for the want of nothing in return, but to make a difference to their community, and having the families allow us to share that special time that morning with them was something that completely moved me. But I would also say, Patricia, on the backdrop of so much damage and destruction and despair, The other thing that really moved me and inspired me every day was the tenacity and the commitment of our people, but also the extraordinary display of human spirit and humanity, where people just came together. They opened their doors to complete strangers to provide a bed for the night. They provided goods and donations and gifts. They provided money and volumes of money to help those that needed it most. So when the chips are really down, we see the very best of humanity. And to me, I've got a lot of emotions that come out of the last season and continue to see that fight and that unity and that sense of belonging and achievement coming together as we work through the extraordinary challenges of COVID as well.
You stood down as the RFS chief in April to lead a new agency called Resilience New South Wales. What does the agency do, and what do you think Australians can do to be more resilient?
Oh, there's many things we can do, Patricia, to look at resilience, and it starts at the individual level, our own self, our family, our social networks, our community, our business. The real goal is how do we prepare ourselves for how do we anticipate disruptions and difficult times and emergencies and disasters and those sorts of things. So the more we can understand and appreciate the inevitability of things are going to happen to us in life, the better we can prepare ourselves. We can start putting in place mitigations and prevention activities. We can invest at the individual, the family level, the business level, the community level in doing things that can make a difference to withstand or limit the impact of those things. But importantly, at that individual, family, business, community level, we can pull together in the response and the recovery. And we are seeing, like we saw an unprecedented fire season here in New South Wales, we're also seeing a matched unprecedented level of recovery and support and assistance programs that are rolling out across a landscape that stretches from the Queensland border to the Victorian border. And whilst everyone's been affected by bushfires on top of the worst drought and then storms and floods and now COVID, everyone's circumstances are somewhat different. Everybody's situation is different. Everybody's needs and priorities are different. So being able to nuance and tailor the recovery and the repair and the reconstruction, but most importantly, the healing, the psychological and the emotional well-being and health of people is really, really important in the recovery process. And so for Resilience New South Wales, one of our primary remits is leading recovery from anything in New South Wales, from any disaster, from any event across the state. It's also about being the lead agency responsible for disasters and emergencies and being able to instill confidence and insurance across the state so that we can live, we can invest, we can work and we can do the very best we can in an ever-changing and challenging world.
It's such a pleasure to speak to you. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Patricia. I really appreciate the time.
Shane Fitzsimmons is the New South Wales Commissioner of Resilience and the State's Person of the Year.